JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour, and Have You Been Paying Attention returns 8:40 tonight on Channel 10 and 10 Play.
Have You Been Paying Attention is back tonight on Channel 10. It's a show where the contestants spend less time answering questions than roasting the host.
YouTube Red has just been launched. What is it? Yeah, Marty.
It's a porn site, Tom.
No. There is something similarly named, but YouTube Red is...
How do you know it's similarly?
Yeah, what do you mean?
Please welcome... Tom Gleisner.
Back for a 10th season.
Ten.
Congratulations
ten
on that.
Seasons. That's nine more than Pooch Perfect.
Yes.
Incredible. Take that.
Perfect. Well, it's a credit to you all because it's been brilliant from the start. So I'm not surprised it's going around a 10th time.
Thank you, James. In fact, well, you know what? It was slow at the beginning. We began on a Sunday afternoon. Our lead-in was a David Attenborough nature doco, so old
numbers.
It was in black and white.
Oh.
And, yeah, it was, and we were half an hour. Half an hour, and we weren't, obviously being at like 6:30, weren't allowed to leave any of the good bits in. So.
No. And in the garage where, like everyone else,
yeah,
that just
much,
started
yeah,
there.
Exactly, and, yeah. Exactly. And it grew from there.
Why is it so popular? Why do you think? Because 10 years is unbelievable, and it is very popular.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
One of the bunch of reasons, I reckon, Billy. One, I reckon Monday night is a good slot because Monday's a tough night. You know, the weekend's just a distant memory, and you've got 5 days stretching ahead, you know, often not... Mm. Not the most enjoyable 5 days, so it's just a kind of a little bit of a ray of joy on a Monday.
You know what else? You can play at home.
Well, there you go. There's another reason.
I was waiting for you to say that.
I like to think the host helps too.
Well, who is it? Peng, isn't it? No. What is goes on with him?
Peng.
It's got to just
Peng now.
They don't
get along, these two.
I like Peng.
Yeah.
But it's a son-dad relationship with him and you.
Yes. We have our moments.
Yes.
But he's good fun. And as is the whole team. We get a great revolving door of contestants. And we get to have a lot of people this year because last couple of years we've been sort of locked down a bit, not being able to get people across state borders. Or no audience in the studio for the last couple of years. So this time round, we actually get people in. So they're all going to, you know, do the rat test. And, of course, we breath test our contestants. And then we roll cameras. Yeah, we're away.
Really?
We're away. Is that...
No, a
problem for you?
No, well, it would be.
If you're ever thinking about having him on, yes, it would be.
And the Logies are back, Jim, your favourite night.
Mm,
Jim?
No. It's not, but I don't have to go anymore. So are they still on the Gold Coast?
Yeah, they've moved to the Gold Coast. You know, James, the worst thing, if you remember, is they say, and you need to be there at 3:30.
Yeah,
3:30, it's not on to like 8.
That's right.
And it's a
red
long, red carpet. I once walked up the red carpet and in front of me was Megan Gale. Do you think I got a lot of interest?
Not at all. I thought it was Tim Lane.
Nothing.
Logies are back and have you been paying
you
attention?
You thought it was Santo Chilaro famous time at the Logies.
Yeah. Jim, we've forgotten that.
Yeah, have we?
That was actually,
we were all waiting for the red carpet that day, weren't we?
We were indeed. Yeah,
and so Tom was already hating it enough and then you landed Santo on it.
Anyway, most popular comedy program.
Yes.
And also, who else is there?
That's it. I've been snubbed for best presenter.
What happened?
You know, the Graham Kennedy, the Burt Newton Award, I think that's
Bert,
called this time around.
Is it really?
Yes, they've renamed best presenter as the Burt Newton
Award.
See,
I liked the Logies when Burt ran it.
Yes.
Because it was very edgy. You had no idea what Burt was about to say,
which
made it brilliant.
Absolutely.
Wasn't safe. He could often be inappropriate.
And
very.
It was part of the joy. Those great Logies moments, we really haven't had any in recent years because everyone is just so aware that they're going to be cancelled. So you kind of keep your head down.
And our mate, who won the Brownlow, I was going to say, the Logie 3 years ago, and he still holds it.
Tom Gleeson.
Yeah, another Tom, that's right.
That's the other Tom. Yes.
Yeah, that's the other He's Tom.
And we are still technically the holders of the best entertainment show because that was a couple of years ago.
Yes.
We swear back
well,
that one.
Jim, have you been paying attention?
Thank you, Bill.
Well, because it's up against Aftertaste. What's that,
Never.
Jim? No. Fisk?
No.
Right. Mad as Hell, Sean McCullough.
You no. Good.
You haven't watched that either.
Bill, I'm not a big television watcher. I know
the
of
cheap
Have
seats.
You been paying attention.
That's right. That's so.
Because of Tom.
They just win.
Of course they win.
Of course.
They win easily.
Exactly.
Now, when we had you in last, you ran some questions by Bill.
Yeah.
And that was my favourite part of it because the questions were, we just heard one in the intro, they weren't that hard. And your responses were not great.
Well, I have never been asked to go on the show, hence why.
Yeah, we're about to find out.
So, Tommy, have you got some questions for
I
Bill?
Have.
All right, come on then.
Are you ready?
No, these are coming your way.
No, we
Yes.
Feel free.
Yes. I'll jump in if I want to.
Feel free if we need. All
right.
All right, Billy. Let's start by talking Eurovision. Of course, Ukraine won the competition. More than enough, thank you. That's the Kalush Orchestra, worthy winners.
Yeah.
My question for you is, who came second?
Oh, I knew you were going to ask me that.
Then you'd have an answer.
Australia come 15th.
Yeah, didn't it?
Sure. That wasn't the question, was it?
Well, you want a clue?
Let's start, yeah, give
you
me
want a clue? Okay. The last time this country won, the act was Bucks Fizz. Not helping?
England.
Jim.
What's yours? UK?
Great Britain. Well, it's shameful that I remember Bucks Fizz.
United Kingdom. Have a listen.
Terrible, Tom.
That's a second place. Get it to me.
See, the Ukraine bloke. What was that thing that he was playing? What was that called?
A rocket launcher?
No.
I don't know. What was he?
No, it was like a big whistle thing.
Oh, right. No.
Oh, you didn't have a look at you. Who writes those questions? You don't.
We've got people. You think I'm going to watch it?
Yes.
All right, let's get back onto more familiar footing. Yes, just in from the side. At the FA Cup final on Saturday, Liverpool defeated
Chelsea.
Wow, just like that. So
good.
We
6-5 in penalties.
All right. We know your special topic and we'll avoid it and go to geopolitics. North Korean President Kim Jong-un has declared a national state of emergency. What's happened?
COVID. Gone berserk through the country.
Have a look at him.
Goodness.
What is going on here?
I watched the news last night. They had a heap of deaths. And they're wondering how it got in there because no one else was allowed in.
No. Exactly.
One of his uncles, I reckon, might have.
Apparently one bloke had it about 2 years ago.
Go on.
Oh, thank you, Bill.
So no COVID.
This is the best you've ever performed in front of Tom Gleisner.
Well, we're mates.
All right. Now, I might have mentioned this in our conversation leading up to the quiz, so if you're genuinely listening to me, you'll know this. Logie Award for Most Popular Presenter has been named after what TV legend?
Bert.
Wow. Just like
that. He did listen.
Bert.
And brilliant that is, by the way.
Indeed,
what
absolutely.
A legend he is.
And Graham Kennedy Awards for the Most Popular New talent.
Yes, and the Don Burke Award. No, they've scrapped that one. That's not. They're just trying that one out. That's not happening. Move on. All right, you are doing so well.
I know. Oh,
amazing.
Invited.
Former Bachelor star Sam Wood. Sam and Jana?
Yeah.
He's $71 million richer. How did he make the money?
Oh, online. Online.
Sports bet?
No, one sports bet. I read this. Our mate,
$71 million
he made, Jim. Online training and eating and all that crap.
Buddy, that's
great. He sold the aforementioned online training empire, 28 by Sam, and for that amount of money. So I think that's close enough. That is an incredible effort.
Well done. How good's that?
So you're 4 from 5.
$71 million, Jim.
Yeah, good on him. Oh. He's a really good fella, Sam.
Had another baby, too. He's had about 4. They might need the 71.
Remember when we went to the gym and Bill did the the punching?
Yeah, I did. Sam put Bill through his paces once, Tommy, and it didn't go well.
Clearly not.
I was going well down here, Tom. When I had to go
upstairs.
I'm
with you. There
nice
you go.
Jacket,
did
by
you
the
pick
way.
Up on that clearly not, Bill?
I did. He's just been facetious. Facetious, Tom.
I would have said he's being accurate.
I'm fat-shaming Billy. That's not fair, is it?
No, you can do that.
Tommy, how long, I'm interested in this, how long does it take to prepare an ep? So how much work goes into the preparation?
A couple of days where we research the news and grab the clips and put all that together. We tape the show on a Sunday.
Yep.
And that's handed over to the Channel 10 lawyers for a bit of a haircut.
Oh, yes.
Depending on who's on, it can take, like an hour or two. Or if we've had Mick Molloy as a contestant, it can take several days. then eventually the bits that are deemed acceptable go to air. Just to cover it, I tend to throw the word allegedly into most of the questions.
Good. Which doesn't work, they keep telling us.
Is that right?
Well, you're a lawyer. Are you a lawyer?
No, never practiced.
Everyone else is in your little group.
Is that true? Oh, we've got a wide range of folks. But it's a couple of days.
Have you been sued?
Probably over there. Kerry Packer took us to court.
No.
It was back in the panel days because we were just playing footage from shows.
Yeah.
And it was like deemed, we were just surfing on other people's efforts. True. But we won the case.
Oh, good.
Yeah, well, whoever was defending us.
We used to get sued a bit, didn't we, on the footy show?
Yeah, but not for those reasons.
No.
Just being
Sam.
Particularly inappropriate.
This is probably a conversation you might want to take offline.
Are we on it?
Yeah, we are.
Oh, I thought
check it out. 8:40 tonight, Channel 10 and 10 Play. Have you been paying attention back for a 10th series?
Yes.
And your man Sam Pang is part of the first up setup.
He goes with Pang now. That's all. Everyone knows
Eddie Flanagan, Ed Cavalli, Aaron Shen, and Edmonds. So all the best to Pierre. Well done, Tom. You are a star.
Thanks, JB.
Tom Glasner on the Rush Hour, Triple M.